Jordan, it's great to have you back on tonight. Thank you for coming on to the podcast once again.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be.
Well, how was your holiday vacation?
It was really fun. It was a great experience to get to have.
Yeah, for those who don't know, you took a special trip over the holidays. You want to explain to these people where you went?
Okay. Sure. So, over the Christmas holiday, I went to Florida, Orlando, Florida, for the Citrus Bowl, where I performed as an All-American mascot with 45 other mascots and like 640 cheerleaders. And so, yeah.
That's crazy, man. First off, I seen some of the videos that y'all were posting, your family was posting. You were getting it on those videos. Like, I
I
was
was.
like
I
laughing.
was.
I could tell you were having an amazing time.
I told my mom I got there, and like the first day of practice, we weren't in our suits, and I was just kind of like taking my time, chilling. I wasn't going that hard. And I was like, you know what, mom, I'm about to pop off. She's like, you're about to what? And I was like, I'm going out on all these. So like every practice, I just danced like a crazy person. And my NCA instructor, who I've had for like the past 2 years at my camps in the summer, came too. And he was like, I was wondering when you were gonna become like your normal crazy self. And I was like, okay, didn't have to call me out, but yeah, it was fun. And I was like, I'll never know if I'm gonna get to do this again. So like, why not make the most out of it? So I just had fun, and I had two friends that came from other schools, so we just goofed off and had a good time. Goofed off, yeah.
Speaking of that, I was just about to ask you, did any other mascots from around the area make the trip to the Citrus Bowl as well?
Haskell's Indian, Tonka mate went. And so we like buddied up before, so we'd have someone to go. And then we both have a friend from White Deer up by Lubbock who came down to do it with us. So we weren't alone, so that was good. So I didn't get lost.
Yeah, so at least you had somebody you knew, you kind of felt a
Yeah.
little bit comfortable around. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, did you guys drive? Did you fly? How did y'all travel up there?
We drove.
Oh, man. So, I bet that was a long, long drive for a road trip.
18, 19 hours. But my parents were like, we've never gone to Louisiana, never gone to Alabama. So they're like, let's just make the drive. And it was worth it. Like, it was really pretty around there. And then got some great family bonding in the car. So it wasn't bad. The drive down felt worse than the drive back because I didn't know where I was going, so I couldn't tell you how close I was to home. But on the drive back, I
Right.
was like, all right, we passed this. And that was our first stop. We're almost home.
Start hitting that. Are we there
Yes,
yet?
I think we hit Louisiana. I was like, how much further? How much further? She's like, Jordan, we're not even in Texas yet. And I was like, okay, but still, how much further?
So, how much time did you spend on your mascot-related activities while you were down there in Florida?
So I had practices. So I got there the first day, I didn't have anything. And then the second day I had practice. So I got there, I don't know what day I got there. I think I got there the 29th. And then the 30th, I had practice from 8 to 1. And then the 31st, I had it from 8 to 1. And then I performed at the Citrus Bowl that day, like at 1 o'clock. And I,
Oh
it's like
man, so
two.
those are some long
They
practices.
were, and like the first day we didn't wear, like, we didn't have like our mascot suits on. So it was just us. And then day two, we went out to like a high school football field to like get used to because like we had to practice around the little football that was out there. We had to make sure we weren't in the firework zone. And Florida's a little warm, so we had to get in our suits and stuff. And those 3 hours of running around like a chicken with your head cut off with the suit in the Florida weather, it was kind of rough.
Oh man, I was gonna say because I watched that game and man, it looked like it was pretty warm out there.
It
Like,
was
oh man.
pretty warm, but it wasn't bad. It's not the worst. I mean, I've done August football, so it wasn't horrible.
All right.
So,
So, what would you say did you enjoy the most about your trip?
I don't know, because I stayed at Disney, so Disney was really fun. But I don't know. That was like my first college football game to ever go to, and so that was a fun experience. And so like we come in through a tunnel, and we're on Alabama's side, which I was like, I don't really care for Alabama. I don't really care for like Michigan. I was just kind of there, you know. And
Oh, yeah.
then, well, Michigan doesn't have a mascot, which is kind of crazy, but Alabama has their little elephant, right? So we're all in our suits. We're ready to go for the game. And the little elephant just comes along and gives us all high fives. And I was
Oh,
like,
that's awesome.
he gave me a high five. And I go up there like to my mom. I was like, Mom, I got a high five from the elephant. And she's like, never did I think I'd hear you freak out over getting a high five from a mascot. I was like, Mom, that's a college one. Like, that's an amazing mascot. And my brother was like looking at me kind of crazy. And I was like, I'm not crazy, I swear. So,
Yeah, because that's a big honor. I mean, the Alabama mascot, man, those guys are usually playing in the national championship almost every year.
yeah,
Like,
it was kind of crazy. And my personal mascot instructor is Bruiser from Baylor. So I've been taught pretty well. So getting to,
oh yeah, that's awesome.
yeah, I've had him my freshman and my sophomore year. And so he's the one who helped me get to All American. And then for him to be there like at All American, because like not every NCAA or UCA coach gets to go. So my coach got to go to my first year, and like that was like doesn't happen. So it was so cool for like him to like help me get there, and then him be there with me was pretty cool.
So what was it like performing in front of that big of a crowd? Because I imagine there was like thousands of people there.
I don't know. I don't know if it's because like of the state game a couple weeks before, but like I wasn't nervous, which made me kind of concerned because there was a lot. So there's like 46 mascots, including myself, and there were some who have never like been to like a big game, never gone to a playoff game. Like high school playoff games aren't a big deal, but like, yeah. So like I remember we were sitting up, so we sat in the stands before we went down, and like looking around it, I was like, that's going to be a lot of people because this game's about to be packed, and it was. But this one girl had like never gone to a big game, and so like they had the little drone camera that flies around, and she was like freaking out. She's like, "Oh my gosh, there's a flying camera!" And I, who forgot that not everyone goes to the state game, was like, "Have you never seen one
Right.
before?" And she's like, "No, my team never goes this far. Does your team have one?" I was like, "Well, at the state game, we had one," and everyone like looked at me and was like, "You went to the state game?" I was like, AT&T Stadium, baby." And then they were all asking that. And so, like, I wasn't really nervous. It was kind of weird, though, which I was like, it made me nervous that I wasn't nervous, which that doesn't make sense. But, like, I was like, I'm fine. I'm great. I got in there. Well, because, like, when I'm the mascot, I really don't get nervous anymore. Because if I mess up, you just play it off because you're a mascot. You're supposed to do that. And so I was like, if I mess up, no one's really going to notice. Worst case scenario, I mess up.
Yeah,
No
they're gonna
one's going to
think,
remember who it
yeah,
was.
mascot. They're gonna think that you meant to do it. They're gonna be like, oh, she's just goofing around, being silly. Yeah.
If I just played off, it's fine. So I wasn't really nervous, but it was really cool because when we did like our first round of practice, Michigan's like dance drill team was already at the stadium for their practice, and like we performed it, and like all the cheerleaders did it with us, and we did everything, and they just started like standing up and clapping, and I was like, huh, wow. I was more nervous doing it for them without my suit on than I was with my suit because I don't like people looking at me. I was like,
Right. Hey,
don't
I'm
look
the
at
same way. I get
me.
nervous like that. I'm like, hey, hold on. Why is everybody staring at me? Like,
Don't look at me. So it was fun.
well,
It was crazy.
of course you guys went to Disney, of course. Did you guys do any other sightseeing or get to see any other attractions while you were in Florida?
Not in Florida, but I got to go to Bucky's for the first time, so that was fun. 'Cause so the way they do this, like the All American is like you stay at Disney, like that's your plan. You stay at Disney's resorts, and then like they take you to practices and stuff. So we didn't like go out much because I was like busy because I was like
And it
8 to
basically
5.
had you like
I was
on a
like,
resort. Okay, that's cool.
yes,
Okay.
I stayed at the All Star Resort there, so I felt like an athlete there. And I was like, wow, I'm a champ, but.
Thought
I
you
was like, I
were
got some
getting
respect.
VIP treatment.
I know they brought me in on a charter bus. I had my name on like a lanyard thing. So I had like little like I had to wear my lanyard to get on my bus. I felt pretty important. I was like, dang. And then like the other
And back
700 cheerleaders came up and I was like, oh, never mind.
So backup Piper mascot coming through, backup.
Yeah, because they had like so there's only like 46 mascots, so we could fit us on like one charter bus to two charter buses. Well, there's 600 cheerleaders, so they take like 8. So we'd be in our lines
Yeah.
like at 7 in the morning to leave for practice, and they'd be like, "Mascots, go ahead, walk to your bus." And you're just like, "Bye, cheerleaders," and they're all just waiting there looking mean mug, and I'm like, "I'm sorry," I'm like, "Move out the way," but yeah, it was fun, and then some.
Well, this must have been a really special trip getting to share this trip with your family.
Yeah, it was. Because, like, my freshman year, I tried out for All-American and didn't make it, but we don't talk about that. And then when I made it this year, I, like, so I cried because I'm a crybaby. But at camp, and I was like, Mom, we're going to Florida. And I was just saying it was going to be me and her. And my brother's like, nah, fool, we all going to Florida. And so it was fun to go because none of us had been to Disney. My mom went to Disney in California, but she hadn't come to Florida. So it was fun to go as a family trip and then bring in New Year's at Disney. So that was cool.
Oh man, I was gonna say yeah, because that's like the pinnacle too. Get to see all those fireworks and everything, man. I bet you that was awesome.
They do fireworks every night, so we saw a lot of fireworks that week, and it was great.
So with your sophomore season as the Piper kind of coming to a close, is there any other advice that you would like to give somebody maybe that's aspiring to becoming a mascot?
Oh no. I don't know. It's worth it. It's worth it. Like, I kind of got not made fun of, but like people would pick on me my freshman year because that's a weird thing. Like, it's a weird thing to start doing. Like, randomly deciding, oh, I'm gonna dress up as the Piper, you know, who chased out rats. So everyone's like, that's kind of weird. And so I did it my freshman year, and I didn't know if I wanted to do it my sophomore year. So then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just keep doing it because like this is kind of the only thing I'm good at. And so I make the joke that I'm gonna retire this year, go out with a bang, be like, state finalist, all American, mic drop, I'm out. But like, just go for it. Don't care what people say, because you know, it can get you scholarships to college. It can get you to Florida for a college football game, and you can perform in front of a lot of people. So like, just go for it.
Yeah, because a lot of people really don't realize that. Like, and I've told people that too. You can get scholarships for being a mascot. Like, people do not realize that, you know.
And then you can apply for a job at NCA and then get paid to be a mascot at like that's your summer job. Like you travel to camps and teach high school students how to be a mascot. So like, why wouldn't you want to? Because that's what I plan on doing after high school is
See
attempting to be
that?
an NCA
That's
mascot.
awesome. See, and to me, that's a good program because you're helping kids that may be a little bit nervous that haven't loosened up yet. You know, maybe find their inner mascot, as we call it.
Yeah, like my freshman year, I went to camp and like I didn't know anything. I didn't know there was all American mascots and I was terrified. Like the first football game, I wanted to cry. I was like, I'm not gonna be good at this. But I found my groove and then learned from my mascot instructor. His name's Donald. So Donald helped me a lot. And then I made mascot friends from high school and stuff like that. So I've had people along the way to help me. So I'm not a little chicken anymore. So
So I think it's safe to say, are you're gonna try out and you're gonna be the Piper next year.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about, I don't know, because I really want to try out, but I don't know. But I probably will. So.
Well, Jordan, it was a pleasure having you on this podcast. And you know, I usually let you give a shout out. If there's anything you want to talk about right now, we can talk about it.
I don't think I have anything.
All right, well then I'll let you give a shout out to whoever you want to give a shout out, and I'll end this podcast.
I just want to give a shout out once again to everyone in Hamlin who helped me fundraise for this trip because I had to fundraise the money myself. So I sold like Bundt cakes. And so I want to say I had to bake them. So I want to thank everyone who helped me and who just like supported me along the way. And just thanks to Hamlin for letting me be the Piper who represented Hamlin, because that's a big honor to do. So, yeah, thanks.
Well, thank you, Jordan. You did an amazing job this year, and congratulations on getting to go to the Citrus Bowl. I'm going to end this podcast. Thank you so much for being on this podcast once again.
Thank you for having me.